Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, this is Stacia Martindale, French and History graduate and current MPhil student in History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, December 13, 1950, the Barbados Advocate announced the passage of a bill to establish a national gas corporation. The House of Assembly met the previous day, and the members were encouraged by Mr. Grantley Herbert Adams to accept the amendments made by the Legislative Council. Adams, however, expressed at length his disapproval of the powers of the Council, which allowed it to include amendments which were controversial. Specifically, he noted that the bill now mandated an interest rate of 4 cents per year on compensation for the natural gas. Members of the opposition voiced their concerns. Mr. Dowden did not agree with the bill at all, asserting that the nationalization of natural gas should take a backseat to more important matters like education, emigration, and the Deepwater Harbor. Adams reminded the House, however, that the electorate had voted for the Labour Party 4 years prior on the promise that public utilities would be nationalized. Yet it had taken an independent member in Mr. J.A. Haynes to push for such to occur, and at the time, the House was in agreement. The four utilities in particular were the electric company, the telephone company, transport, and of course, the gas company. The issue of the British Union Oil Company was subsequently raised, as this enterprise expressed its desire to have a monopoly on selling natural gas protected by the government. The request by the BUOC, which was leasing a whopping 78% of the land in Barbados, led to a stalemate in the negotiations and an obstacle to the supply of natural gas to the population. Adams reiterated that the government was obligated to operate in the best interest of the community, which would mean nationalization. As far as he was concerned, public utilities could not be run like a sugar factory or any other profit-inducing business. Rather, subsidization was necessary to make it affordable for all, which would be impossible if the amendment made by the council came into effect. With this in mind, he criticized once again the privileges of the council, which in his belief needed to be curtailed. The only solution was that the members of the House of Assembly simply accept the amendments as they were, and then make the preferable changes when the council could not interfere. With this, the House accepted the call and passed the bill to establish the National Gas Company, as reported in the Barbados Advocate on this day, December 13, 1950.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.